Welcome to the Transformation Podcast. This is a podcast on agile, lean, and digital transformation, hosted by your host, Vert Jacobsen Kramer. Enjoy this series, and should you want to give us a feedback, please do so on our website or by email. We look forward to hear from you. Enjoy.
Thank you very much now for listening. What I will do now is I will try to explain your challenges that you have right now in your organization by explaining a little bit how basically the worlds of organizations around you is changing. And in order to do that, I have to basically do a little bit explain a little bit what happened in the last 100 years to then make the jump to what's happening right now, and then make the basically the jump to where are you right now in your organization. Okay, and I'm sure once you understand that, then it will be for you much easier to understand your organization, because by the end of the day, I think you're actually trying to do the right thing. However, you're a little bit, not able to do it, because you're somehow still using concepts and language from the old world, while you're actually trying to move with your organization into a new world. Okay, and that's creating confusion, because we're actually used to, let's say, a normal hierarchy, top-down management structure, while actually what you're now trying to do here in product development is actually to go the next step. Okay, now I will explain that to you now. Now, if you look at this chart here, what you can see is a little graph here, and it's showing you basically why we have complexity in the world economy right now. And I will go through it just very briefly so you can understand. So when we look at the time before the 1900s, so everything before we had steam machine builds, before we had mass production going and diesel engines produced, so we had means of transportation, we had actually very local markets with a lot of high level of manufacturing, right? Building things with your hands, having manufacturing shops in very local markets. Because the transportation costs between the areas in the world were very high, and we did not have a lot of transportation, and the transportation costs between, let's say, Europe or America and Asia were very high. So you had local markets with a high level of manufacturing. And actually, that time back then was very complex. You had a lot of complexity, right? You didn't have the good tools that we have nowadays. You did not have the good materials that we have nowadays, right? So the enterprises and the people back there were really faced with a lot of complexity. And then we had a change in the global economy, because suddenly we had a lot of energy available, a lot of means of transportation available, and transportation costs went down with, large scale shipping, diesel engines, electricity and energy supplier that we have right now, okay? So then we entered a phase which started around 1920s until right here is the end of the 80s, when the 90s started, 1990s. And we had a phase where we had a global market which was dominated by three major players: North America, mainly United States, Europe, and in Asia, Japan. And actually, it was an easy life for the corporations all through the 60s, 70s, 80s, right? Because the market was open and there was not a lot of competition. So it was not really complex. It was just complicated, right? Getting stuff organized. But it was not really complex. And all of you who are old enough to remember the 80s, you guys remember the 80s? What a wonderful time that was, right? Remember that, right? I mean, booming economy, good salaries, work life was really, compared to today, was quite easy, right? Much less information flow, right? More time. And also when you think about competition, there was not that level of competition that we have right now, okay? And then something happened. It's called globalization. It's mainly driven, by the way, by the United States government to open markets, right? And that's when we saw a big change now since then, since the 90s, basically. We have moved into a new phase in the world economy, which is now, again, a market which is now global, is totally global. But now we have again complexity because we have so many players which are now contributing to the world economy. We have so much basically competition in each area because all the rest of the world economy has been catching up. And so we have now, with on top of that, with internet technology, data, big data business now, big data economy platforms, and etc. We have now a network economy with global markets, which is now turning again very complex. And you've just mentioned it, that your lead times are getting shorter and shorter, and that's the same for everyone around the world. And just to give you one example where you can really pinpoint it down. So 90% of all the PhDs that people that got a PhD degrees, 90% of all those people are still alive today. So you have smart people in Africa, in Asia, in India, in South America, in Europe, everywhere smart people. Okay, and now just imagine the next step is 3D printing. Okay, how's that gonna affect your supply chains? Okay, so just to give you this idea, there's a lot of change going on in the world economy, and we're living through this time right now. Okay, now, what does that mean? It means that we need a new ability in companies, and that is an ability to deal with complexity. Right? Because beforehand, the world was complicated, but it was not really complex. And now we need to deal with complexity. And now the question is, are our organizations that we are used to set up to deal with complexity? And then you will quickly come to the same conclusion that I have, that probably not. And now let's look at this a little bit deeper. Now, the hierarchy top-down management structure is the normal way we organize ourselves in our societies. And we're all familiar with that. You know this since you basically started preschool and then went on to junior school, high school, and senior high school, and, you know, went to do your studies, right? And now you end up in a company which is basically organized the same way. We have someone on the top, or some people on the top. They take the major decisions, and everyone follows, okay? And that is a very stable system. So basically, is really nothing wrong with that if you want, if that is your goal, stability. So if your goal is stability, the normal hierarchy is a very effective system. And you can, and this system is very proven and has a long tradition. Now, Egyptian Empire, Roman and Greek Empire, Roman Catholic Church. Let's see, how old is that organization? About 2,000 years, right? And it's still working, right? There's still a pope, there's still the bishops, okay? It's still working, okay? Every military organization is based on a hierarchy. And that's basically the base also, that's the origin of this organization, is a military organization, right? So we're used to this concept, and that's what we apply in our normal business life. Okay, now something happened in the 70s. So in the 70s, a new model of organization emerged from Japan, driven by Toyota company, by the Toyota company, and basically is nowadays called a lean production system or Toyota production system. Japan was involved in the Second World War, you remember? Right? Okay, so Japan was heavily affected after the war, was basically a destroyed country, okay? And contrary to the situation in Europe, they did not have a Marshall Plan. So in Europe, we had a Marshall Plan, which was basically a geostrategic initiative to build up economy again, to build, let's say, a frontier against the communist Russian regime back then. Okay? Now, Japan didn't have that. They just had their country, and they had to rebuild everything from scratch. So when Toyota built up their manufacturing industry, they were faced with a situation where they had no resources at all. So they built up a system based on building quality, just-in-time delivery, and reduction of waste. So really making sure you use very little resources, okay? And then we had the big oil crisis. You guys remember that one? The oil shock in the 70s? In Europe, it was a big thing, right? It was forbidden to drive on the motorways. You could not drive your car on the motorways. It was forbidden, okay? Because we had such a shortage in gasoline that you were not allowed to drive your car. Now, if you have that situation, what happens in the car market? The car market goes down, right? People don't buy cars anymore. And then what happened is we had this big crisis in the car industry, and who emerged as the shining star? Toyota. And in a couple of years, Toyota went from an average competitor to the world leader in manufacturing and the biggest car manufacturer in the world. And then in the 90s, right, everyone was really like, oh my God, you know, what's happening? You know, what's their secret? We got to find out. It's amazing how they do it. And then the Japan travel started. And everyone went to go to Japan and have a look and find out how they do it. And then they found this organization, and that's a value stream organization. So it's an organization which is 100% focused on value stream, where everyone is focused to make the value stream work, and where you have line leaders which support the operators. Behind the line leaders, you have supervisors to support the line leaders. And behind the supervisors, you have departments that support the supervisors, that support the line leaders, that support the operators. Okay, I think you get the point. And by the end of the day, you have the management. But if you see here, the hierarchy is sort of turned upside down, right? We still have a hierarchy, but it has another focus. It's focused on the value stream. And a core element of the lean production system is SMED. Ever heard about SMED? Single minute exchange of dial means I change my tool in single digits, so below 1 minute, to be able to do the next production step. And it's all about creating flexibility in production. The faster you're able to change your tool, the more faster you're able to change from one product to the next. Now, if you really make that happen, what you get is flexibility. So it's an ideal production system or way of operating an organization to react very with a lot of flexibility to demand in the market. That's what the lean production system is giving you. Okay? Now, the big advantage here is you have value stream focus based on a hierarchy. Okay, we still have a hierarchy, but at least we have value stream focus. And this is, by the way, a big disadvantage in the traditional hierarchy. Usually, or a lot of times, what you see is that value stream focus is not so present. Other things are important. I know of a company where the real thing that's important is that you get a parking spot in the research and development facility in a very crowded city where there's not a lot of parking spots, and that you, as a manager, you rise to such a level that you get your personal parking lot in the facility. So that's what they really care about. And when you get to that level, by the way, you also get an entry ticket, separate cantina. You don't have to eat with the usual folks. You go to the casino. Right? You get the picture? So that's unfortunately a dynamic in a normal hierarchy, that people are not very focused on value stream, but they're focused about all other things. So that's the big advantage of the value stream organization, is that you have value stream focus. Now, still, today, that's not enough anymore. Now we live in a time where just having flexibility is not enough anymore. Because we have the complexity and the speed in the market, now we live in a time where we have to have an organization which is able to change steadily all the time. So change is basically my constant mode of operation. And that's when we move now in the next phase of evolutions of organization and model, and it's happening right now. It's the agile organization.
That was the Transformation Podcast on Agile, Lean and Digital Transformation. I hope you liked it. Please reach out to us for some feedback. And if you need some support in your business environment, we are more than happy to support you with some of the high value consulting. So please don't hesitate and reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Bye-bye.